It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear Captain Bobby uses. They are just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the star of the show, our buddy from the A-Team, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
You'll need all kinds of stuff from them right now, man, because they're eating everything. I can tell you that.
Well, okay, that's the question. Yeah, so post-storm, you know, I've talked about this, I don't know, 1,000 times over the decades. So the storm is gone and the fish are hungry?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, to answer your question, correct. Yeah, it's been really good. Started back last Saturday and been every day since. And, you know, no big surprises as far as like a pattern goes. Everything still was kind of right where we left it pre-storm. And water clarity is fine from the I haven't been in the bay just because of the wind directions we've been having. We've been having a pretty sporty east and northeast winds for the last week, and that kind of sends me down into the sound area. But the water's just beautiful down there. We didn't get enough, you know, local rain to ruin anything down that way. And a big thing that's changed is the water temperature dropped pretty dramatically, probably over 10 degrees.
Wow.
And that's big time when you start talking about water temperature drops in that range. You know, a couple degrees is a big drop, but 10 degrees is a lot. And but with that, the fish have stayed active well into the day. It's kind of it was kind of like almost instantly switched us over to this fall pattern where the water temperature's gotten under 75 degrees. And that's you know, triggers that usually, or sends them into that full transition. I think it was nearing it before the storm, but I think this kind of sent it that way. And, you know, you and I talked last week, too. One of the concerns we had was the runoff from upstate from that storm, and I think we dodged that, although I'm keeping my fingers crossed right now with this system that's coming through, what it's going to send down this way. But so far, so good.
Yeah, they're getting a pretty good bit of rain in the Tom Bigby and the Alabama Basin. I don't know it's going to be enough to put Barry Steam Plant over 7 or so, so maybe we can, you know, skirt that. But you talk about, I'm going to go back to this, a 10-degree temperature drop. I mean, if we weren't doing that through rain, that could take weeks this time of year.
Oh, yeah. That 10 degrees, is a lot for a water temperature. You know, air temperature-wise, obviously, that can happen overnight and some. But water, to drop the water temperature like that, that's dramatic. And, you know, and again, it's the fish react to that. They're cold-blooded, which means that their body temperature is almost exactly the same as their surroundings. So they really, really feel it, and it determines how they act. And I just, you get in this range, to me, where you're in the upper 60s to below 75, it's kind of like a really good temperature range to keep fish active in real shallow water. It gets much colder than that, and they tend to drop off the ledges and get into the channels and the deeper water. It gets much hotter than that. The same thing happens, but we're in that range right now where they stay active foot and a half of water all day long, you know, and there's so much bait to keep them up there too. So it's been a lot of fun if you enjoy that kind of fishing, which I really do. Now, I haven't had a chance to do much structure fishing, again, mainly because of the wind. It doesn't mean that the fish aren't there. Live bait, I haven't even tried to get. Sure that's probably tough to get right now, but I haven't needed it, man. It's been a lot of fun just fishing the Arties and, you know, going down there with the rods already rigged up and not having to worry about, you know, changing baits and that sort of thing. Baits have just been shrimp imitations under a popping cork. I like the Voodoo shrimp and the Gulp Manis shrimp. Both of those are at McCoy's if you need them. And then the slick lure, we've had some good starts to the trips all week long with topwater baits too, which is another kind of a harbinger of the fall bite being on. Spring and fall bite being on is when you're catching them on topwater like that. And that's been a lot of fun to start a trip, as you well know. Out catching with a few of them, knocking the lure out of the water.
You're killing me. You know, I love it. All right. Somebody wants to get out right now and get after them or get a trip booked here for this fall or into the winter because you're fishing 24/7. How they get in touch with you?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website, and it's got all of the contact information on it. And you can just hit us there with your preferred dates, or we can recommend the dates for you based on the tide. I'm getting a lot of calls for that right now because, again, you know as well as I do, even better, how tide sensitive our delta and river systems are. So you really want to pick those good tides, and we can help you with that.
I love it. And also, how about that Facebook page?
Go to Facebook is A-Team Fishing, and there's a really cool video up there right now that we did that'll kind of give you a little taste of what's going on right now.
I love it. All right, Captain Bobby, we'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see Chip and the gang. They are just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue.